This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Mr. Narendra Modi today took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing the release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said his first decision of the new government shows the commitment of the government to farmers' welfare. Prime Minister Modi said his government will keep working even more for the farmers and the agriculture sector in the times to come. Prime Minister Modi has said India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. In this context, he called for deeper people-to-people ties and connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi was meeting the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and the Indian Ocean region at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night after his swearing-in ceremony. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood-first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. Mr. Narendra Modi was sworn in as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term last evening. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi, along with the members of the new Council of Ministers, at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the swearing-in ceremony, 30 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state independent charge, and 36 ministers of state took oath. The Election Commission has announced the schedule of by-election to 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states. Of them, 4 assembly constituencies are in West Bengal, 3 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 in Uttarakhand, and 1 each in Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab. The Commission said the polling for these assembly constituencies will be held on the 10th of next month and counting will take place on the 13th of July. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today launched a massive cordon and search operation to track down the terrorists responsible for the attack on a passenger bus in Riasi district last evening that left 10 people dead and 33 others injured. The bus was en route from the Shivkhodi Shrine to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra. Terrorists opened fire at the 53-seater bus, causing the driver to lose control and the bus to plunge into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of 10 pilgrims and injuries to 33 others. The President and Vice President have expressed grief over the terror attack on a pilgrim's bus in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and directed Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha to constantly monitor the situation. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tammang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held today at 4 p.m. at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. In the light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed today. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister-designate N. Chandrababu Naidu will also be sworn in on Wednesday at Gannavaram in Krishna district. The BJP has appointed Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav as its central observers to elect the Legislature Party leader in Odisha. The BJP in a statement said its parliamentary board has chosen these two leaders to oversee the election of the Legislature Party leader in the state. The BJP Legislature Party is likely to meet tomorrow to elect its leader. The swearing-in ceremony of the first BJP Chief Minister of the state is scheduled to be held on Wednesday at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar, preparations for which are in full swing. The BJP won 78 seats in the 147-member assembly, scoring a majority for the first time in the state, ending the Biju Janata Dal's over 24-year rule under outgoing Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik. Indian equity indices hit their all-time high levels in today's early trade, with the Sensex surpassing the 77,000 mark for the first time ever. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 6 runs in a thrilling match at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. Put into bat first, India posted a total of 119 runs in 19 overs before being bowled out by the Pakistani Pacers last night. The Indian bowling unit, led by Jasprit Bumrah, valiantly restricted Pakistan to fall just 6 runs short of their target. While chasing a paltry target of 120, Pakistan could score only 113 runs for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.